Welcome back. What a moving segment that was with Steve and seeing that Roland of Bryce, incredibly brave young man, and Michael's generosity. We have a fantastic segment right now with two very special guests, Battalion Chief Jeff Reeve from the Long Beach Fire Department, welcome, and a citizen of Long Beach, Martin Brown, welcome to our show. You know, we started the show with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and military, who are people who every day risk their lives for total strangers. But the young man sitting across from me is not a paid, sworn officer. He's just a citizen. And what he did was quite heroic and quite extraordinary. And tell us about that, Jeff.
Well, Martin's story starts with him traveling southbound on Las Coyotes Diagonal when a van passed him at a high rate of speed. And that van went on to cross through an intersection and strike one of the Long Beach patrol cars, hit it right in the driver's door, completely disabled that car. It was a high-speed collision. The officer driving the car was injured. Martin stopped his vehicle, came over, and the driver of that car was trapped. And this all occurred before our first responders arrived there. This was done purely at the citizen rescue. He assisted and was instrumental in getting in and freeing the police officer's trapped foot from the interior of the car, and that car then had caught fire as a result of the collision, and Martin was able to free the trapped foot and get the officer to safety.
And as a result of that, he is receiving a certificate of community service at your very wonderful Meritorious Awards luncheon. I've been to those in the past, and it's upcoming on Tuesday, February 28th. Martin and other citizens and other firefighters are receiving commendations for their work, and that's at the Long Beach Convention Center. We'll put the number up at the end of the segment if you'd like to attend. Martin, first, congratulations for what you did. What prompted you to stop and get involved?
Well, actually, the car, nobody got out, and it lit on fire before I could do anything. And then I had to. You have to do what you need to do. People die if you don't. So.
Well, that is so commendable, and we wish that that almost everyone would share that sense of values. Our show is value based, and you decided that you needed to help someone who was in distress.
You need help.
And that's what you guys do regularly, but it must be gratifying to you as a firefighter to see a citizen get involved.
Well, it is, and I think for us, we're professional rescuers. We're trained and equipped, and it's something that we do routinely, where for a citizen to step up, put his own life in peril, risk getting burned or being struck by another auto and rendering assistance, it really is the type of courageous act that we want to showcase.
Well, I was at the luncheon last year, as I mentioned, and in hearing stories like Martin's stories and other stories and firefighters pulling people up the side of the hill, it was last year after that boating accident, and other citizens getting involved, you read a lot of negative stuff in the press about people and communities and societies, but stories like this and incidents like this give us all hope.
That's right. I think they showcase the great side of humankind and inspire others to act also. And Martin's story might inspire someone else who happens across an accident to say, hey, I'll step up.
And that's why we're glad to showcase this, because that's exactly the reason that others might be inspired. And I teach law and ethics, and I regularly cite the example many years ago when President Reagan was president and a plane went into the Potomac on an icy December day, and there was a guy driving across the bridge, and he stopped, got out of his car, dove in, and rescued a bunch of passengers, saved their lives from the burning wreckage. And he was honored by then-President Reagan at the State of the Union address the following January, and his name was Leonard Skutnik. And the phrase became a phrase for recognizing people at State of the Union. But that was the first one, really. And it was so moving. And you just hope that when others are in trouble, God forbid one of you gets in trouble, that there'd be someone like Martin passing by. You're 21 years old, Martin.
Yeah, this actually happened on my 21st birthday.
was on your birthday.
Yeah.
Weird. And you're here in the studio with your fiancée, Sarah, so congratulations to
both of you.
What a special way to celebrate your birthday, now that I think about it. You know,
well, actually, I couldn't really celebrate it that well because I had glass on the bottom of my feet.
Oh.
So oh, you were barefoot when he ran up to the car.
You were barefoot, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I meant it a little differently. I mean, looking back on it, that's better than going out for a dinner or something. The satisfaction I'm sure you feel that.
No satisfaction, just doing it.
Wow. Well, again, if you'd like to meet and see Martin and other recipients, Citizen Awards, also Firefighters Award, the luncheon is on Tuesday, February 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's a huge, huge get-together, and it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. And we have a first-class fire department in our city, and the statistics are unbelievable. Every time there's an opening for 25 places, you get thousands and thousands of applicants. So you guys are the best, the best of the best. So it's been a wonderful show. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having
Congratulations for what you did. Thank you at home for being our guests. And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.